I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, my wonderful, wonderful friends. Welcome back to r/entitledpeople, where you come to hear stories about people who think that the world revolves around them and that nobody else matters. Before I get into today's episode, if you guys caught the last episode of r/entitledpeople, I read a story about an entitled religious couple who demanded that OP be their surrogate, because God brought OP in their lives for that sole reason. The story came off as super duper culty, where the couple ended up harassing her and stalking her, and it was completely insane. And it completely had me fooled, and I'm pretty sure many others as well. So the original poster emailed me and said that someone created a fake Reddit account, stole details from her life, and completely made up a story to make it seem really twisted and insane and psychotic. And she assured me that none of this actually happened. So the story that was posted on r/entitledpeople has since been taken down, and the user who posted it deleted their account. So Megan, if you're listening, I'm sending you lots and lots of hugs, my friend. Thank you for emailing me and addressing the situation. So with that said, in today's episode, there's going to be three stories. The first is a nice and short one, and it's an entitled woman who tries to get a family evicted, and it backfires on her. Imagine that. The second story is an entitled Karen, who demands that OP's stepmom speak English because she doesn't like her native language. Talk about being rude. And we'll finish up with an insane story where OP tells a story about her mother and how her mom's a psycho and thinks she's entitled to OP's baby. Guys, I hope you stay for the stories today, and hit that subscribe button for future entitled people stories. Let's dive in. This first story is titled, Entitled Woman Tries to Get Family Evicted, and It Backfires. My boyfriend just told me this story, and I thought it belonged here. When he was 14, he was living with his mom and sister on a housing estate. It was summer, and he liked a bit of light in his upstairs bedroom, so he left the curtains open at all times. That included when he was getting dressed and after having a shower. So if you purposely stared at his window, you could only see him from his waist up. Well, their neighbor did not like that one bit. She went pounding on the door, yelling at my mother-in-law that her son was a disgrace, that he was always hanging around naked and exposing himself to her daughter, who's the same age as him. My mother-in-law told her that he had every right to do whatever he wanted in his bedroom, and that if she didn't want to see him, all she needed to do was to not look. A couple of days went by, and lo and behold, the police showed up at their door. It turned out the neighbor had been filming and taking pictures of my boyfriend to show the housing people as evidence of his wrongdoing to get them kicked out. But the funny part is, the housing office called the police on her for taking pictures and videos of an underage kid and kicked her and her family out. Oh, what was this lady thinking? That could have turned out to be really, really bad if she caught him buck naked and was trying to show evidence that the boy was indecently exposing himself to her daughter. So this reminds me of something my grade 6 teacher used to say all the time when kids would complain about things. He would always say, "Is it a problem or is it a you problem?" This story is titled, "Where Did You Learn to Speak English?" England? So my stepmom is British. Welsh, to be exact. For those who don't know, Wales is the little hump west of England and north of Cornwall. It's a beautiful place known for sheep, alcohol, and mistakes involving sheep and alcohol. My stepmom is ethnically Welsh, but raised in England. Despite this, my grandma and grandpa insisted on her and her brother learning Welsh to preserve their heritage. The Welsh are proud people, so they wanted to ensure their children were as immersed as they could be. So she grew up bilingual. She went to uni and got a job working for a certain tech giant and moved to the US to help train their staff. A few years later, she met my dad and joined the family. At the time, I was still getting over my mom, so her presence was less than welcome. Despite this, my stepmom never pushed me or never tried to buy her way in. She gave me the room I needed to grieve, and when I was ready, showered me with enough affection to make up for lost time. She has my eternal love and respect for it, and has become my second mother. We live in a large town in the Midwest, being west of the seaboard, but east of the Mississippi. So while most people are open to outsiders, there's the usual few who just want to ruin everything. So around Christmas time, I was visiting home from college with my girlfriend, Charlie, enjoying some quality girls' time with my stepmom. We were in the mall, searching for some place that sold plastic modeling glue for my dad, as he's really into Warhammer. During this, my stepmom's on the phone with her brother, who still lives in the UK, catching up and sharing some laughs. They were speaking Welsh to each other, which happened to offend a woman who has since earned the title of Karen. We're standing in front of the mall map, trying to find the hobby store when I heard a loud scoff from behind us. I turned to see a woman dressed in a rather nice looking business suit, corralling her kids away like they just encountered a streaker. Now, I was ready to let it go, but Charlie can get very defensive of people she likes, so she ended up calling her out and said, "Something offend you, ma'am?" She seemed to ponder her next move before responding with that oh-so-stupid phrase. She said, "You're in America. When you're here, you speak English. My kids do not need to hear that." Now, I've met some pretty stupid people in my life. I've even dated one. But never have I ever heard of someone say something so idiotic. However, for someone to be so offended by someone speaking another language, they probably also didn't immerse themselves too much in other cultures. To her, the world probably began in New York and ended in Los Angeles. It was at this point that my stepmom hung up, and she says, "Now, I know that Americans get a bad rap and all, but it doesn't help when you actively conform to the stereotype." Oh yeah, my stepmom has a British accent. And Karen says, "Oh my god, your accent is awful. Where did you even learn to speak English?" My stepmom held the most deadpan expression she could.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
And said, "England. I swear I could smell the smoke coming from the flaming mess inside Karen's skull." She looked at Charlie and I, a pair of shockingly Caucasian college brats, and then my stepmom, our even paler chaperone, took a moment to process what she was doing, and then walked away, dragging a group of embarrassed-looking teens with her. I have to give her credit, at least she knew when to quit. My stepmom chuckled, muttering an offensive-sounding Welsh phrase, and then helped us scan the map for a hobby shop. The rest of the day went well, and we had a funny story to tell my dad when we got back. To all my bigots out there who get offended when someone speaks another language, get over yourselves. The world doesn't revolve around you. To all my bilingual friends out there who speak their native tongues, good for you. It's important to keep your culture alive. And to Karen, next time you try to accost someone for speaking something other than English, don't. OP's stepmom handled that situation quite well. I've actually witnessed something like this happen at a Toys R Us a long time ago. Some lady yelled at a customer service rep because he wouldn't let her exchange something. The customer service rep had a pretty heavy French accent, I think. And she yelled at him saying that he should not even work there because he can barely speak the language. Oh my goodness. the things people will say when they don't get their way. I did not mean to rhyme there. This last story is titled, My Mom Turned Her Guest Room into a Nursery After I Told Her She Will Never Meet My Child. I am currently pregnant with my first child, and both my mom and stepdad have been terrible to me and my partner the entire time. They told us that we would be unfit parents because we weren't married yet, and they legitimately screamed at my partner for knocking up their little girl, even though we planned the pregnancy. They would call him every day and harass him and show up at his work. They would try to convince him to leave me so I would have no choice but to move back in with them, and it got worse as time went on. I finally decided to cut contact with them. Having a child can already be a stressful time, and having them around to make it worse was not something I was okay with. My partner and I have gone through a lot of family drama in the past couple of years, and having this baby has been one of the most exciting things for us. If my parents can't be nice to my partner, then they don't get to see our baby. Plus, they're the kind of people who don't wear masks in public and actively choose to be in large gatherings with no social distancing, so them seeing a newborn is out of the question. One day, I sent my mom a very detailed email of why she's not allowed to be a part of my life anymore and will not be seeing her grandchild. To make things even better, I also noted that we will be moving across country shortly after she's born to be closer to the other family members. So not only is she cut off, but we're literally moving far away and never coming back. She responds by showing up at our house at 11 p.m., screaming outside our door about how it's her baby and she deserves to be there for it. Months go by and she'll text me randomly, asking about problems with her Wi-Fi router or something random and needs help. My cousin also had a virtual baby shower and sent my invitation to my mom's house accidentally, so my mom came by to give it to me. Things slowly came to a point that we were fairly amicable with each other, but I still stood my ground about our boundaries and nothing else changed, and she knew this. Then she sends me a video today that blew my mind. She redecorated her entire guest room to be a nursery. There was a crib, a changing table, $400 worth of newborn clothes, a toy chest, stroller, a car seat for her car, and the list goes on. In the video, she's in tears saying, Oh my god, I can't believe my baby's gonna be here soon. This is where she'll sleep, where I'll change her diapers, and these will be her toys. Is she psychotic? Her baby? Sleeping and living at her house? What? So I call her up immediately and reiterates that we're still moving across country soon and that she'll have no contact with a baby before that. And her response was, Oh, okay, we'll see about that. I was genuinely confused. What part of you will have no contact with this baby does she not understand? Or does she think things will change in the next few weeks when she's born? Or is she planning to steal her from us? I'm at a total loss for words. Edit. I showed my partner the comments, and I think we're starting to take this more seriously, and I'll be contacting a lawyer on Monday. I wanted to mention a couple of things to clarify as well. I've been seeing a psychotherapist the past few months, strictly due to the relationship I've had with my mother throughout my life, and all of that's documented. My midwife in hospital is also very aware of the situation and the emotional stress I've been going through, so we will definitely be utilizing this in the case that she tries to sue us or call CPS. Also, due to the virus, only my partner's allowed to be with me during the birth anyway. We'll be keeping things hush until after we move. We would have moved months ago if it was financially possible for us. We also spent a lot of money on my birth center that's non-refundable. She's due in August, and our lease ends in September, and we already have everything set up to move, and our other family is helping us out. Just a waiting game at this point. We are currently in a state that's against grandparents' rights. The only way she would be able to sue us for visitation is if both myself and my partner were deceased. Even after we move, she still cannot file for GPS if she's living in the state. A lot of people in the comments of this post say that OP needs to be very, very careful. A lot of the times when children go missing, it's because family members kidnap them. Guys, let me know what you guys think. And that wraps up this episode of r/entitledpeople. If you enjoyed the stories today, take a look at the last episode where OP's grandparents demand them have children to pass on the family name. Check it out if you haven't, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.